himself stuck between hope and hesitation. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream First in Line by Healy Brothers on your favorite platform and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We return. Excellent. Thanks for sticking around. Next up, we have John Martin and Lovers. Late September Garden Party is the name of the album. And this tune is a lovely melodic little thing called Bluebird.
Tell me, did your ship come in, rescued by an echoing hull? Still hunting, sleeping, I cover in for tired eyes, oh, oh, like reaching across the sea, it's the same for everyone to learn how to be just who they're supposed to. But I don't always understand the things I ought to, the things I ought to. So fly. Understand the tide of voices reprimand you
Well, don't the tired, bored, and unimportant, like wanting to be free, it's the same. For everyone to learn how to be just who they're supposed to. But I don't always understand the things I ought to. The things I ought to. So fly. Expectations all around you. Well, don't they're unimportant? Beauty in a simple smile, beauty that makes souls run wild. Oh, these are the days we'll remember. Like finding your missing piece, it's the same. For everyone to learn how to be just who they're supposed to. But I don't know. Understand things out too, things out too. So fly.
is Come and Get It by Kayla Williams. Kayla is out of Calgary, Alberta. Now, we will mix it up a little bit. This is a very spatial kind of a vibe going on with this. This is Lachlan McPherson. Lachlan is from way out west in Port Alberni, British Columbia. Here it is. 500 Days.
Just can't trust the breeze when I feel a gust. I'm on my knees, I've been getting lost, lost at sea. No, it's just my thoughts of me. And I see the storm, clouds start to form, clothes that I've worn, tattered and they torn. But staying on till I'm making it home. Through the day, you know they're keeping me warm. Myself in the middle of the ocean, hoping maybe I can make it back home. 500 days in my clothes, how it's gonna stay, I'm afraid of the cold, yeah. Found myself in the middle of the ocean, hoping maybe I can make it back home. 500 days in my clothes, how it's gonna stay, I'm afraid of the cold, yeah. Another bottle off the boat, hoping that somebody gets a note. Coping mechanisms like a cloak, I cover up the pain with a joke. As I trace the threads, everything in shreds. Hard to let it go, hard for me to shed. The epidermis, it ain't working no more, but I feel safe as I search for the shore. Myself in the middle of the ocean, hoping maybe I can make it back home. 500 days in my clothes, how it's gonna stay, I'm afraid of the cold, yeah. Found myself in the middle of the ocean, hoping maybe I can make it back home. 500 days in my clothes, how it's gonna stay, I'm afraid of the cold, yeah. I'm scared of facing, 'cause I hate being naked. So much time I wasted. It's time I find replacements. And you don't even notice what time. There's a wall of water when you open the blinds. And the same hands you're throwing up in the sky. No, they're worn out, holding on for your life, yeah. You don't even notice what time. There's a wall of water when you open the blinds. And the same hands you're throwing up in the sky. Know that it's worn out, holding on for your life, yeah. Found myself in the middle of the ocean, hoping maybe I can make it back home. 500 days in my clothes, how it's gonna stay.
You're the long and winding road. I hope we'll circle back again. And I don't know how we got this far from where we ever were before. I'm not presently looking back anymore.
Was Rick Sparks, and we've had Rick on this show before. He's out of Summerside, PEI, in fact, right out here in Atlantic Canada. That track, Presently Looking Back. I think it's time to stretch our ears a bit. How about you? Are you ready for that? This is Togetherness from Lenka, L-E-N-K, Lichtenberg.
Togetherness.
Yes, something we could use a little of, more togetherness. This is Songwriters from Here and Away. Please do check us out online. We would love to hear from you, as I was saying. Send us a note, and maybe we'll send you some music even. We've got CDs to give away, and if you're in the local area, I'll probably do some draws for concerts that we're putting on. So please do come out to Halifax. We'll be right back.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single called Poison by local artists The Codas. Poison may be vulnerable and delicate, but it hits hard. With rich harmonies and introspective lyricism at the forefront, Poison takes you through the feeling of being head over heels in love, but not being able to give in completely. The Codas began their month-long tour across Canada last Friday, and they'll be returning to Kingston May 23rd at the Spire with Tiny Horse and Kyra supporting. Make sure to check out those tour dates and grab some tickets. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Poison by The Codas on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Poison, so I'll leave the light on, 'cause I know that it annoys you. People get jealous when they see us on the street. Sometimes I imagine things and I don't know what to do until I know that you're asleep. Nothing's forever, except maybe you and me. Sometimes I imagine things and I don't know what to do about it. Poison. Sometimes I imagine things and I don't know what to do.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Hey, Hey, Kingston families, looking for an unforgettable summer adventure for your kids? Look no further than Assas Camps right on Queen's University campus. Assas Camps offers English and French programming for children ages 4 to 12. Campers participate in crafts, games, experiments, field trips, and activities with special weekly guests. Assas staff ensures a safe, packed summer with memories that'll last a lifetime. Spots are filling up fast, so register now at assascamps.ca.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Absolutely Frivolous here Monday at 10:30. Yes, this is the first inaugural show for Absolutely Frivolous. I've been on the air mostly on Thursdays at 5:30. It's going on 22 years now I've been here, and I decided to take a day job, so to speak. So I'm going to be here every Monday now at 10:30. If you haven't listened to CFRC's Absolutely Frivolous, this particular show, on Thursdays or any other time slot back in the day, you may not know that this is actually a comedy show. I'm not very funny myself, but I do put funny stuff on the air. So I try to play a variety of different things, mostly stand-up, but I will do the odd funny song, funny interview, anything that tickles my fancy or even yours. If you want to make a request, is totally welcome. So I'd just like to start the show by saying some of the topics can push the envelope and may be offensive to some people. And that's understandable. Everybody's different. Their senses of humor is very subjective. I try to bleep out any swear words. I try to sort of vet the humor, but my humor may be different from yours. So CFRC and myself and Absolutely Frivolous are not in the business of offending anyone. But comedy does push the envelope, as you probably are aware. So we apologize for any offense that is caused during my show. It's not our intention, and CFRC apologizes as well. So please be mindful of that as we go forward. I'm going to try to, because now I'm not a evening show, I'm going to try to be maybe a little bit more gentle in the type of comedy that I pick. Does that make sense? Something a little kinder to the palate at 10:30 on a Monday morning. But I hope you're here to laugh. I know I am, even though I don't always find stuff funny that people send me. But if you make a request, go to cfrc.ca, and I will do my very best to get it on the air for you. So I thought I'd celebrate with women comedians. I have two of my most favorite comedians of all time. I have Tig Notaro up later in the show, and I'm going to start with a little Taylor Tomlinson. And we're going to finish with Kingston musician Megan Hamilton and her song throw it down the drain with your morning coffee grinds. So it's an all female cast today, but I'm very happy for the first show on Monday at 10:30 to be my favorite people in the world. So why don't we start with that? Oh, and I do want to remind everyone, of course, that CFRC.ca also has archives of past shows on their website. So if you go to the Listen tab, click on Archives, you'll get 3 months approximately of past shows. So if you want to check out my previous shows Thursdays at 5:30, please do so. It's called Absolutely Frivolous. It's not hard to find, and you'll enjoy. Or if you miss this show, definitely every Monday, if you're not able to listen at 10:30, tune in later on our website, cfrc.ca. So why don't we go ahead and listen to some Taylor Tomlinson talking about parents on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Because I am an adult, I'm a grown-up, yeah. I have friends, grown-up men and women, who say things like, "Ugh, I hate my mother." And I'm like, what are you, 4? Nobody got enough hugs. Hug yourself. Walk it off. People who hate their parents have unrealistic standards. They think parents are these superior beings, and they're not. They're just people who suck, like the rest of us. That's how we should introduce them. Just like, these are my people, Rhonda and Tim. They do what they can. Set the bar low. Have you guys realized that your parents messed you up yet? Yeah, you find a stray dent in your head. You're like, what happened there? They're like, we did our best. That's what happened there. You were slippery, so. Have you guys had this happen as adults where you realize your parents messed you up based on how other people react to stories about your childhood? Stories you thought were fine, because when you're a kid, you're stupid. You're just like, everybody gets tied in the yard. Like, you don't know. Fast forward 10 years, you're at a barbecue. Everyone's going around swapping stories like, oh my God, my mom was crazy. She used to make us take our shoes off in the house. And you're like, I know, we wore muzzles at night. What happened? Why'd everyone get sad? What is it? My parents are cool. They're very religious. That's how I was raised. I'm not super religious anymore. I still believe in God, I think, because I've invested so much time into the idea. Yeah, because if there's no God, then I told the wind a lot of secrets. My dad's very conservative. He still thinks gay people shouldn't be allowed to get married, which... I don't know, you ever hear older people say stuff and you're like, ooh, someone missed a software update. Like, that's not, can't just say that anymore out loud. We're in a Target. Be quiet. It's crazy. He taught show choir for 10 years and the whole time he was like, homosexuality is a sin. And we're like, without homosexuality, you would not have a job. Those sparkly teens put food on our table. Don't bite the jazz hand that feeds you. Growing up, he encouraged me to abstain from drugs and alcohol and sex and enjoyment. And I really took all of that to heart. Even today, I'm, as an adult, very sexually conservative. Not that I'm bad at sex, okay? I'll have you know in bed, I am a wild animal, all right? Yeah, way more afraid of you than you are of me. But I was abstinent all through high school. Didn't need to be. No one's trying to get in here. Didn't need to lock the door. No one even jiggled the handle, as it turns out. But I signed the papers, and people don't realize how scary it is being an abstinent teen girl, because friends of mine would be like, oh, I missed my time of the month. I'm pregnant. I missed my time of the month. I was like, oh, no, I'm carrying the Messiah. That's a lot of pressure. I don't know any carpenters. But it's so easy to mess kids up for parents, even babysitting. I just babysat for a friend of mine. I was so nervous about it. I didn't want to mess the kid up. So I was like, I'm just going to put on a movie. And I'm not going to talk to it. And everything will be fine. So I put on a fairy tale princess movie. Little girl, she's 4, adorable. She comes running up to me 20 minutes into the movie and goes, Taylor, what does being in love feel like? right? I was like, what? How do you explain love to a child that young? How do you even begin to explain romance and dating and courtship? You know, it's complicated. There's an app and you gotta download it and swipe. You gotta lie a little bit, fill out a resume, take a picture from up here. Like, it's a whole thing. But I wanted to be thought about it carefully. I'm like, I feel like that's similar to something she's done. And I went, okay, do you remember when you got lost at the grocery store? That was scary, right? But then do you remember the feeling you got when you finally found your mom? How safe and happy and relieved you were? And how you ran up to her and you grabbed her leg and then you looked up and it wasn't your mom? That's kind of what it's like out here, yeah. No, you think you know a guy. Turns out it's just some stranger with your mom's knees. Trust no one. Swipe left. I am also doing very well. I'm in love. Thank you. Thank you. I tricked. I don't know how. He's like, you're not like other girls. I'm like, not yet. My parents like him, which is crazy because my dad's super overprotective. He's got four daughters, so he's just like playing goalie. You don't have to laugh. He hates that joke too. His biggest fear was that one of us would become sexually active before we're married, and some of us have been activated. I'm not a good time. Like, I've had sex with two people, four if you're Christian. Like, I'm not fun. No, I don't do casual sex. All my friends are like, you don't know if you like it. You've never tried it. I'm like, I've also never tried cottage cheese, and I know that looks nasty. It's all wet and bumpy. I don't trust it, okay? I had a friend try to convince me of this argument. She goes, you have to try it, Taylor. There is nothing more empowering than just like banging a guy and leaving. I'm like, yeah, there is. Have you ever made a dude's mom love you more than him? That is power. I still talk to Sheila. I was so afraid when I was younger that I would be bad at sex. Now that I'm older, it is so easy to be good at sex, you guys. All you have to do is approach it with the enthusiasm of a child, you know? Just put everything in your mouth. Yeah. Act like you're four and your partner's made of Legos. It is not tough. I didn't know if it was going to work out with my boyfriend when we started seeing each other because he is completely fine. He is just good. I don't mean he's perfect. Like, he was in a frat in college. He's basically a rescue. Yeah, I turned his life and his hat around. But he has no emotional baggage whatsoever, and I don't know if I like that. You know those people, they've never been through anything? He goes to bed at night, he's like, oh, good night. He's not like, oh, death. Like, he has none of that. Wakes up in the morning, like, oh, it's morning. He's not like, well, why? Like, he has none of the stuff that I'm working through. He whistles, you guys, recreationally. Just walks around whistling, like, everything's great. I'm like, do you know who the president is? Like, this is disrespectful and a little suspicious. He's like, I'm in a good mood. I'm like, well, just so you know, every movie I've ever seen, if there's a dude whistling, that guy's the killer, all right? I asked him on our first date, I was like, has anything terrible ever happened to you? And he thought about it for a minute. He's like, you know that face white guys make where they're like, oh, I guess it has been pretty good. Like, the whole time, hot dog, thanks, Jesus. Like, they're just stoked. And after a minute, he goes, honestly, no. And I was like, oh, my God, because now I have to be the terrible thing that happens to him. Oh, I'm going to do it. Was going to do it anyway. I'm crazy, all right? I want to be the one. Doesn't matter which one. There are a lot of ones you can be. You can be the one they marry, the one that got away, or the one that set their car on fire. It doesn't matter. Just remember me, all right? Positive or negative, Hall of Fame, Hall of Shame, as long as my picture's on the wall. Understand? Yeah. I want to be a good thing. I want to be the reason he quits drinking. But if I'm not, I'm going to be the reason he starts. If I'm not your happy ending, I will be your turning point. Okay, I can feel some people turning on me. So I'll tell you one last thing. I didn't realize how easy my boyfriend's life has been until recently when I found out he's never had sex in a car before. Yeah, now we're back on Team Taylor. I'm like, never? He's like, no, but I'm down. I'm like, you're down. We're not brainstorming. Like, we have a home. Like, do you want to have sex in a car? He's like, I mean, sure, that sounds kind of hot. And I was like, oh, hop in, Speed Racer. Let's kill a dream. Because anybody who's had car sex knows what I know, that car sex is for children or criminals. It is for people outside the law with nowhere to go. If you've never had sex in a car before, that means you've always had a place to bone. That is the epitome of privilege, and I don't care to know you. If your ribs have never been bruised by a center console, we have nothing to say to each other.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea-treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow. But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
So, I live in Los Angeles, and I went to this party with my friend Pam, and we were going to leave the party. And she said to me, do you know who that was standing by the door? I said, no. She said, that was Taylor Dane. Do you know who Taylor Dane is? No? She was a pop singer in the late 80s, early 90s. She sang Love Will Lead You Back. She sang Tell It to My Heart. Anyway, I love Taylor Dane. And not ironically. I love Taylor Dane. So I went back into the party. And I went up to her and I said, excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you, but I just have to tell you, I love your voice. And she just turned and said, yeah, I don't do that anymore. Then I looked over and this other friend of mine was doubled over laughing at me. She was like, yeah, you just got dissed by Taylor Dane. Didn't feel great. So I left the party. Then like 9 months passed. And I happened to be out to eat with that same friend of mine, Pam. And there was a party of 10 seated right behind us. You guys are not going to believe who was sitting there. Any guesses? Just think about, what's that? That's correct. It was Taylor Dane. Pam said, oh my gosh, you have to say something to her. And I said, no question. Because I still love Taylor Dane. But I didn't know what to say to her. And then I realized the best thing that I could say to Taylor Dane would be the exact same sentence. That I said the first time. So I turned around and I interrupted her entire dinner. And I said, excuse me, sorry to bother you, but I just have to tell you, I love your voice. And she said, my speaking voice? And I said, yes. I was sitting here with my friend. I heard someone talking behind me. I said, I need to turn around and compliment this person on their speaking voice. And what I didn't realize at the time was that Taylor Dane was pursuing an acting career rather than a singing career, which I guess is why she was no longer accepting compliments on her singing voice. Then like a year passed. And at this point, I've told all of my friends about my run-ins with Taylor Dane. And how she's the easiest person in the world to run into. Like, I'm not even convinced that she's not here tonight. So I was at my writing partner, Kyle's house, and my phone rang, and it was Sarah Silverman. And at the time, Sarah was dating Jimmy Kimmel. And Sarah called and said, guess who's promoting a new CD on Jimmy's show tomorrow night. You guys will not believe who it was. Yes, it was Taylor Dane. You're good with patterns. Sarah said, I want you to come down to Jimmy's show tomorrow night. And I want you to say those exact same words that you said the other times. And I said, no question. But I didn't end up having to go to Jimmy's show the next night. Because that same day, that Sarah called me at Kyle's house. Kyle and I took a lunch break. We ordered lunch to be picked up. We walked across the street. To the strip mall where the restaurant was. Kyle was walking in front of me. I was walking behind him. We walked up to the restaurant. He opened the door. He looked at this table. Then he looked back at me. Then he looked back at the table. And I was like, oh, yeah, 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 of course she's here. And Kyle and I walked over to the counter where our food was waiting for us, and Kyle was just pacing back and forth, about to have a stroke. And I was like, what is your problem? And he said, nothing, I'm just really uncomfortable right now. And I said, why? And he said, because I know what's about to happen. And I said, yeah. And I can't wait to do it. I said, this has nothing to do with you. I said, this is between me and Taylor Dane. I said, but what I do need you to do, when I go up and interrupt her lunch, I want you to take my cell phone and just point it in the general vicinity and videotape me talking to Taylor Dane, just so I finally have proof. And Kyle said, okay. So I walked up to Taylor Dane's table and I said, excuse me, sorry to bother you, but I just have to tell you, I love your voice. And she said, thank you. And I was like, oh, that was weird. But the best part was when Kyle and I went back and looked at that video footage, you didn't hear me talking to Taylor Dane. You just heard Kyle in an imaginary conversation going, oh, hey. Hey, man, what's going on? I'm having lunch at the chicken cafe, at the pizza, at the California Chicken Kitchen Pizza Kitchen Cafe. So the person that Kyle made up in that conversation was the world's most difficult human being that will not let the easy stuff slide. The person on the other end of that call is going, whoa, 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 back up, dude. Where are you having lunch? At the chicken what cafe? No, man, I've never heard of that place. This conversation is going no further until you make it clear to me where exactly you're having lunch right now. And I feel confident that I'm the reason that Taylor Dane ended up putting out another record. Because you know she called her manager and was like, my fans miss me. They love me. I mean, sure, they're a bunch of he-she looking robots. Excuse me. Sorry to bother you. But I just have to tell you, I love your voice. Excuse me. I'm sorry to bother you. But I just have to tell you, I love your... Excuse me. Just as a side note, I left out other times that I ran into Taylor Dane.
Hi, I'm Danny Michel, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.